protest greeted shareholders at today's annual meeting of the Chevron Corporation in the Bay Area suburb of San Ramon. Environmentalists, members of human rights groups, and members of communities in Ecuador, Nigeria, and Richmond, California, on the front lines of fossil fuel extraction and processing, demonstrated. Some protesters went inside the meeting to present resolutions to the shareholders and to ask questions of Chevron's chair and CEO, John Watson. Pacifica's Carla West filed this report.
When I say Chevron, y'all say guilty. Chevron,
guilty.
Chevron, guilty.
Eduardo Martinez, recently elected Richmond City Council member, went inside Chevron's annual shareholders meeting to speak in favor of a resolution on the agenda asking Chevron to stop dumping money into local political elections. Martinez was part of a slate of candidates endorsed by the Richmond Progressive Alliance, who were all elected to the Richmond City Council in fall 2014. All the Chevron-backed candidates lost. Chevron spent millions on the local city race and bought up every billboard in the city.
Chevron spent over $3 million in the Richmond City Council election. That makes the Richmond City Council election the most expensive election in the United States of America.
Swane Bere is from Ogoniland in Nigeria, the home state of resistance icon Ken Sarawiwa. Bere said that Chevron has contaminated the Niger Delta and that this makes it hard for people to get enough to eat because they depend on the land. Bere also said that while his people suffer all of the negative consequences of oil, they don't get any of the benefits since Chevron hasn't hired from the local community and hasn't developed the area.
The area has been polluted by Chevron and Chevron. We have been going through a lot of suffering, sickness, and lack of amenities over there. We don't have food because of the land have been devastated. So I'm here today to tell the world what Chevron is doing to the Niger Delta, and there is a lot of war going on there because of the oil, and people who are there are suffering and they don't enjoy anything out of it. And that's why I'm here today in America to let the world know.
Humberto Piowaje, a Sequoia indigenous leader from Ecuador, said that during the 28 years that Texaco, now Chevron, operated in the Ecuadorian Amazon, it dumped toxic waste in unlined pits, which contaminated the environment and caused cancer and leukemia in the area residents. Piowaje said that the Ecuadorian people won a lawsuit against Chevron, and he wants it to stop evading the decision and clean the mess it left.
Nosotros queremos simplemente la reparación.
We want three things. Primarily, we want environmental reparations. We want the area that was damaged to be cleaned up, and it is Chevron's responsibility to do that. We also want our health issues addressed. We need support with the impacts on our health, so we want that to be addressed, and we also want access to clean water, because that is one of the issues. That's the reason why we're getting sick, is because we don't have access to clean water, so we want the ability to have clean water.
Porque creemos que eso es lo que más daños han ocasionado.
All of the resolutions brought by activists and frontline communities failed to pass at the shareholders meeting. The indigenous leaders and environmental organizations say they will keep fighting until they get justice. In San Ramon, I'm Carla West, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.